let me hear it.
Money.
Money Talks.
Your trusted resource for your money.
Your future.
Your life.
Kick it.
We're back. You're listening to Money Talks, your trusted resource for your money, your future, your life.
Easy for you to say?
Well, I mean, when you're in the middle of a hiccup, burp, I don't know what it was. You know, things happen, Kelly Lynn. Don't you know?
I do. Because you call me out every time I stumble.
You stumble? I've not even noticed.
I cannot do the conference board consumer center confidence. See?
No, I was just letting you go on. I didn't know what we were talking about.
I can never get that one out.
Man, everybody's beating everybody up today. I'm just, you know.
Even you, Michael, remember that's where it's all started.
Y'all started on me.
I know. Well, we'll come back to you. Don't
worry. It's fine. It's fine.
I'm not going to say anything. I'm well protected.
I know.
Okie doke.
Yes.
Now, after that brief intermission, Kelly Lynn.
Yes.
Tell us what we're going to do.
We got a couple investors. I love their names, Billy and Lily.
I know. I was going to say that. That's adorable.
I know. Like, I mean, just what was their couple name? But anyhow, Billy and Lily, like many investors.
It could be either one, though, right?
That's what I was just thinking.
I know. They basically spent the last several weeks with their going back and forth with their accountant for, you know, 2023 taxes.
Fun.
So much fun. They gathered a lot of information to give to their accountant, and just more and more financial questions come up. And I have heard, you know, because I've walked through the P&I department, y'all have been crazy, crazy busy because of tax season. But really, like, there's questions that come out of tax season. So what really have y'all been dealing with? What are the people asking, and what has piqued everybody's
Lord, what aren't I know. Busy with
well, I know.
Right. That's, I mean, what questions aren't being asked? Yeah. No, I mean, Kelly, it's a great question, and it's just something that we deal with every tax season. I mean,
I was going to say, you're always busy.
Yeah. It's really stayed busy for the last 3 or 4 years, honestly, pretty consistently. But tax season does seem to be a little busier.
It peaks, yeah.
I mean, well, you know, they're asking us to provide copies of their documents because not everybody, you know, checks their mail, saves things like they should. So we're definitely like making sure they have all their 1099s and all that kind of stuff, especially people that don't work with our tax department. But then there's also, you know, a lot of questions, you know, that come up. You know, sometimes they really start looking at their gains or losses from last year. Well, you know, why did I have these gains, or why do I have a capital loss carry forward? That kind of stuff. We're helping people make IRA contributions. We're talking to people about SEP contributions, you know, SEPs and those type of accounts. You can extend those to the tax filing deadline. Your IRAs and your Roths, they have to be made by April 15th. When I say you can extend them to the tax filing deadline, I mean, if you extend to October 15th, you can fund a SEP up to October 15th.
Wow. For last year.
For last year. But for an IRA and a Roth, you have to have that funded by April 15th. So, you know, a lot of, you know, last second contributions for people that are trying to reduce their overall taxes.
But there's very few things that you can do after December 31st. Hmm. I mean, the overarching issue is, how can I lower my tax liability? And there's really not a lot of stuff that you can do unless, you know, like Michael said, the IRAs, Roth contributions. I mean, HSAs come into the picture as well. You can make an HSA contribution. But there's really not a lot that you can do once the end of the year's passed. So you kind of want to start looking at the thing.
Of the HSA.
Same. I love an HSA.
Huge fan. Mm-hmm.
I think that, like, you know, a lot of people forget that there are options, and not all employers offer them. If you're not in a high deductible plan, you can't contribute. If you're, you know, already taking Medicare, you're older, it's not necessarily an option. But for younger people who are looking for other avenues to save into, I think they're a great opportunity.
Yep. Yeah. I've got a lot of positive options that help you.
I read an article.
There's a lot of tricks.
An article where somebody had saved to their HSA, paid for medical care during their working years out of, you know, cash flow, and then invested the HSA because that is an option.
You can, yep.
And then by retirement, they had like about like $300,000 for Medicare premiums. And it's like, Wow, that was smart.
Yeah, the other thing that I think people forget as well is that you don't have to take the expense. Like, say you have $10,000 in medical bills, or maybe let's go like $1,000 in medical bills.
There we go.
And you have the, you know, you just pay the money out of your paycheck, you're good. You don't need to touch the HSA. But next year something happens and you want to pay yourself back for that $1,000 expense, you can take it in that following year. Hmm. So you don't have to take the...
Oh, I didn't know there wasn't an the expiration date for...
Exactly. Yeah. So like the expense and then like when you reimburse yourself from the HSA doesn't have to be in the same tax year.
Basically the way...
I do that.
Yeah, the primary use for an HSA is you get to pay in tax-free. Correct. Like you would with your 401k through your office or whatever. And then any medical expenses you get to pay still tax-free.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So, you know, it's a...
And that includes, like Kelly Lynn said, Medicare premiums.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, because you can keep it, you know, all that money up through retirement and then use it all in retirement.
Right.
Yeah.
If the assets aren't used, then you get to invest them. And
and then even if you don't use it for a medical expense after 65, you can just use it as taxable income. So it's really after 65, it becomes like another IRA account. So. Yeah.
Yep. There you go.
Mm-hmm. So now, like... If somebody has already funded their IRA, their SEP, their HSA for 2023, now are you looking at like, hey, let's start making these 2024 contributions? Is that also part of the like, what can I do now going forward for my taxes?
Yes, a lot of these questions come up and you definitely talk to people. You know, I've had a few people this year that say, oh, well, you know, I've had to uncontribute to like a Roth because they made too much money. Okay, so now in 2024, if we can't do a Roth anymore, how are we going to continue to save for you? What's going to be the best avenue? Are you going to increase your 401k contribution? Are we going to save to a taxable account? Like, what are the next best things to do if you can't do a Roth anymore? So I've had quite a few of those conversations.
So really, just it brings up all kind of planning questions.
And that's why it also gets a little tricky with the contributions is you don't want to do it too early because, like Michael said, if something happens with your income and it goes up, we all want that to happen, you might over-contribute or not be able to contribute at all. So you kind of put yourself in a pickle there. But
well, you can back it back out and they take out earnings as well. It's just, it's paperwork. But I've done it three or four times this year.
Ugh, I hate it.
Yeah.
Let's just wait. But yeah, no.
Juliana doesn't like paperwork. Yes. So,
we don't. Save the trees.
Save the trees. But,
so, you know, and then the conversation comes up with a lot of people of, okay, so they paid taxes for 2023, right? So then, you know, then you start talking about, again, what can you do for 2024?
Like what caused you to have to pay those taxes? I mean, you don't want to control your salary, right? Like, you want to make as much money as you can. But did capital gains play a picture, you know, come into the picture? Is there a lot of interest in dividends and maybe after-tax accounts? Maybe you switch, you know, your investments around so that some of that is paying into retirement accounts. So I think the portfolio discussion also comes into play as well, right? Because you need to figure out what's invested in what account and make sure that that's, you know, balanced out well.
Absolutely. And we always try to take losses for people when we can. You know, we never want to have losses, right? We wish everything was up. But we certainly, you know, try to make sure that we mitigate their gains as much as possible to try to reduce their tax burden.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'm going to push the time on this one, but I'm going to ask, do people start asking about their RMDs and what they can do?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So we talk about those a lot. I mean, you know, a lot of my clients are doing QCDs for a lot of their RMDs.
Qualified charitable distributions.
So that does reduce their overall tax burden. You know, when you do that, so let's just use an example. If you have a $50,000 RMD and you decide to give $10,000 to your church, you're only then taxed on $40,000 of your distribution.
Yes, but we have to be clear, the amount going to the church or the charity needs to go directly to them from the IRA. Can't go to your bank account and then. Right. So there's a couple of steps you want
to be careful.
Take.
Correct.
But yeah, that's the other thing, right? I personally would rather pay a charity than pay the government. So to an extent, if the government's listening, you never know.
Okay, we're not turning this in. That's fine. We're not reporting you.
There's nothing to report.
No.
Nothing to see here. Move along. Juliana, there's not much way to say that without looking a little bit guilty. So,
hey, I was going to say, we do my taxes here, so there's nothing to worry.
No, absolutely.
But yeah, no, I mean, charitable giving is definitely something to consider, right? There's a lot of different strategies that can come into play with that.
Absolutely, yep.
Yeah, but after they become RMD age, it becomes an easier conversation.
Definitely.
Because you're like, all right, you're charitably inclined. We give it out of the IRA. It's a dollar, you know, dollar for dollar reduction on what you would pay in taxes. It makes the most sense. I mean, it's better than giving to a charity out of a brokerage account and itemizing. I mean, it makes more tax sense to give it out of the IRA.
Oh, sure. Definitely.
Yeah. But again, be mindful that you need to make it a direct.
Yes, and that's something we do for you here. If that's what you choose to do, we'll cut a check directly to the charity, send a memo, follow up with the charity, make sure they received it, you know, just to make sure it's all done and all documented.
Cool. All right. Coming up next, we're going to get to those listener questions. I know we've got one on estate planning, and we will be right back. You are listening to Money Talks, your trusted resource for your money, your future, your life.
This has been a production of Hensler Money Talks. All material presented is from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decision and is not intended to replace the advice of qualified professionals, such as tax consultants, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in the Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.